If we really stop and analyze our lives, we're going to discover that many of the decisions that we have taken are not based on who we truly are based on our need to be loved and accepted by our parents, basically. Welcome to the Penelope Podcast, a place where you will find some tools, some resources, and inspiration to support your journey in creating the life you love. This is a healthy, happy, full of purpose life. Hello, welcome to the Penelope Podcast, a place where you will find the tools, resources, and inspiration to create a life you love, a happy, healthy, full of purpose life. In this episode, we're going to talk about inner work. Well, and what is inner work? Inner work is a psychological and spiritual practice of diving deeply into our inner selves with the intention to explore who we are, understand ourselves better, recognize our thoughts, habits, and behaviors, and to be able to heal and transform on a deep level. So inner work is basically when we stop looking outside of us, when we stop trying to control, manipulate, and change external factors in order to feel good inside. Inner work is when we finally start to get familiarized with our internal world, which is composed of the different layers of our mind, which is the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, and all this world of our conditioning, meaning our thoughts, emotions, habits, behaviors that are so deep inside of us that we were not conscious until the moment we start working on it. Inner work is the decision to start working on our inner self in order to create in a different way, in a more conscious way, the life that we want to create. And why is important to do inner work in order to create a life we love? Well, basically because by the time that we're 35, 40 years old, we are not really living our lives in a conscious way. The life that we're living is based on our conditioning, which is 95% of who we are. It's pure conditioning. This is thoughts, habits, behaviors that we learned when we were 6 years old, from 0 to 6, 7 years old. We learned to cope with many things that we lived at that moment. And these habits, thoughts, behaviors that formed during our childhood are still with us until this very moment. And even though we believe that we are choosing the career we want, and we are choosing our romantic partner, we're choosing our friends, and we're choosing anything in our lives, truth is, we are not. It's all conditioning. That is the reason that many times you find yourself surprised of your own reactions to certain things, no? Like, that is the reason that you sometimes get so pissed off with something that happened in your life, or so mad with someone that did something to you, and after that you think, well, it was not such a big deal. Why did I react in that way? Well, because it's your conditioning. It's the way that you learned to survive when you were a small kid, that because this conditioning that helped you survive when you were a kid, this condition is still with you today, so it's repeating over and over. So our job as adults is to work on this conditioning, to start rewriting the script. If we really stop and analyze our lives, we're going to discover that many of the decisions that we have taken and that we keep taking every day are not based on who we truly are based on our need to be loved and accepted by our parents, basically, and nowadays by our spouses, by our society, by our families, by our communities, no? So it's very important to do the inner work in that sense. So there are three key steps to do the inner work. The first one is the basics of the fundamentals of the inner work, which is self-love. In a separate video, I'm going to talk more in depth about what really means self-love and all that involves, because I think there's a lot of information out there that about self-love practices, and some of them are true, but some of them I think is a bit misunderstood for self-care. And even though both of them work together and one is it's part of the other, I think it's not the same. Like a manicure, pedicure, massage, and bath with essential oils and things like that are amazing and really a very nice way to take care of yourself. But this is taking care of yourself. This is not learning to love yourself per se. So I'm going to share a different video, but this is the fundamental. Self-love is basically the getting to know yourself and understanding and accepting yourself on a deep level exactly for who you are. The second step for the inner work is the inner child work. Also, I know that there's a lot of information out there. I'm going to share a separate video with you, but this is a layer that is a bit deeper, no? If we're talking about like an onion, like a metaphor of an onion, self-love would be like the first layer of the onion, and we are peeling these layers in order to work deeper and deeper on ourselves. So the first layer would be the self-love. The second layer could be a child, inner child work, which is because we are going a bit deeper into our subconscious, getting to know our subconscious, our conditioning that I was mentioning before, and getting to know who we are and this part of ourselves that is our child from 0 to 6 years old, and all the conditioning and learning, understanding this part of ourselves and accepting and helping ourselves heal and transform at this level, no? This child work can be done with the help of a therapist, or can be part of the job, can be done also by ourselves. But depending on each case, can be every person is different. But I recommend that if you really are dealing with some kind of problems or circumstances that are a bit more specific and more delicate, I strongly recommend you to look for the self of a therapist. There are many, many, many that are specialized in inner child work. So the next level of inner work could be the shadow work. This is even deeper. Now this is going deep into our subconscious world, into all the things that we deny and that we suppress about ourselves, that we consciously or unconsciously judge as dark, as forbidden, as bad about ourselves. So we really, really suppress this part of ourselves. But this is also something really important to work on, because by working on our shadow, we discover also our real talents, our real passions in life. So every aspect of us is really important to bring it to the light, to understand it better, to heal it, but also to integrate it. This is not only about changing ourselves, this is about getting to know who we are, the different parts of ourselves, and integrating these parts of ourselves, because we are also these different selves. Now we are our shadow, we are our inner child, we are our ego, we are so many things. I mean, we're composed of so many parts that once we work together with all these parts, instead of suppressing each other and denying them, we bring them together and we achieve a total self that is completely integrated. So after reflecting about the inner work, the different phases that compose the inner work, why it's important in order to create the life we want, no? I would like to hear from you. Do you identify any thought, habit, behavior that you repeat still today that you feel that may be part of your old conditioning? Let me know, what is this kind of a struggle that you have and that you identify, like, oh my God, I have this constant thought, or I have this constant reaction or behavior that I would love to change, but I'm still struggling. Changing our conditioning is challenging, it's difficult, but that's the reason that we are here, trying to do the inner work, not to start getting to know ourselves better and work on our conditioning, become conscious creators of the life we want. So share your experience in the comments below. I would love to hear from you, and I'll see you next week. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Now let me know, what's your takeaway from this episode? Share in the comments below, and I hope to see you next time. If you haven't yet, subscribe to my newsletter at penelopeperez.me for weekly inspiration, tools, and resources to do the inner work to create a life you love.